Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for June 25th, 2020. The time now is 7:01 PM. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stopa?
Here.
Mr. Raddus?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here. Would we stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our nurses and doctors? Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve supplemental appropriations dated 6/25/2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Next up, we're going to kind of go a little bit, we're going to do purchase orders. Chuck, do you have any POs tonight?
Yes, I got one purchase order.
All right.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order for $10,000. The vendor is going to be Barberton Tree Service. The department is going to be the cemetery department. What we're going to be doing is removing large dead trees in the Weymouth Cemetery, the Hamilton Cemetery, and the Medina Center Cemetery.
Second.
Discussion. Dang, these are all trees you've earmarked as being.
Yeah.
How many trees are we talking?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
So we're getting our money's worth out of it.
Oh, yeah. They go from $2,200 to $2,400, $2,400, $2,000. There's a bunch of little, you know, stuff.
Yeah, these are all ones that are rotten and
need
to be taken down.
Big, tall, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we don't need to be adding anybody to the cemetery, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I get this? Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye. Mark, do you have any POs?
I don't.
I have one PO tonight. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition, the department's admin. The vendor's going to be the Medina County Treasurer. This is for our second half of the 2019 real estate tax bill. Total amount is $9,600.72.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Next up is appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the appropriation status fund dated 6/25/2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Next up is accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 6/12/2020 to 6/25/2020, starting with electronic check number 35-2020, going to electronic check 37-2020, and then starting with paper check 30843 And continuing on, the check number 30867, the total amount is $64,114.34.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radus?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Next up is payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check date is 6/26 of 2020. Total amount is $34,864.24 with $7,277.86 in withholdings and liabilities.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radus?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is bank reconciliation for May. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation date 5/31 of 2020 and incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radus?
Aye.
Next up is revenue status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve revenue status dated 5/31 of 2020 and incorporate this six-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radus?
Aye.
Next up is approval of fund status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve fund status dated 5/31 of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radus?
Aye.
Next up is department head comments. Denny?
As you all know, we opened bids on June 18th for the Hood Road project. And the bid came in at $456,238. The engineer's estimate was $457,370. So we are underneath the estimate. And that's going to go out to Carbo Companies out of Hudson. Okay. I'll have a resolution for the next meeting to approve it. That'll be after July 1st, and we can actually award it after after July. So,
all right.
So that'll be good on that. And then on those trees that we're going to be taking down, Remsen Road, I'm going to need to close Remsen Road in between Myers and Old Weymouth. When we do that, I'll just try to give a couple days notice. I'll put some PR signs up. And I know they're going to be coming to do it. They got to get the crane in the middle of the road.
When they take them down, are they going to stump grind them too, or just going
to? Not at this time. I'm not going to do no stumps. No. But when I do stumps, I'm going to do this one out here, and then I'll do the other one at the big cemetery down here too. So.
Is that something that we can do in house?
Big ones, no. They're huge. I mean, they're monsters.
No, I meant the stump grinding. I don't know.
You'd have to rent such a big machine. You're better off just to hire somebody to. I'm going to do it, and we clean it up. You know, so. That's all I have.
All right. Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller, Road Superintendent, to temporarily close Myers and Old Weymouth Road for tree removal.
Remsen between.
Sorry.
Us.
Okay. So Remsen.
Remsen between Myers and Old Weymouth.
Remsen between Myers and Old Weymouth, temporary road closure for tree removal. Then he will give a couple days notice as to when that will happen based on the weather.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is new business approval of department reports for May. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the department reports as presented. Please note that the police and zoning are double-sided, and we all have the police, zoning, road, and the fire department is in here, too. Make sure. No fire department, so just police, road, zoning. Nope, fire department is here. Fire department is here. So it'll be all the departments.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Oh, against the left hand there. That's the only spot?
Yeah, that's the only spot. Next up is approval of previous minutes. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the June 11th, 2020, regular trustees meeting. All were in attendance as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is approved zoning permit refund and set zoning application. So last meeting, we talked about this. Elaine reached out to the prosecutor's office. They came up with the resolution or wording in that. So now we just have to approve some of the things. Read the whole resolution then too. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 06252020-017. This is a resolution to approve refund of zoning permit fee and to clarify township policy not to allow refunds of zoning application fees. Whereas until now, the township has had a clearly stated policy as to whether zoning permit application fees would be refundable. And whereas recently a resident who applied for a permit to install a swimming pool paid the fee and received the permit, subsequently decided not to build the pool at this time and asked for permission to withdraw the application and receive a refund for the application fee of $50. And whereas a zoning inspector, having no clear guidance under township policy as to when a refund would be permitted, has asked the Board of Trustees to determine whether a withdrawal of the application or refund of the application fee would be permitted in this case. And whereas this board finds that in the absence of clear policy on the issue, a refund in this case would be warranted, but the board would prefer in the future to adhere to a policy that permit application fees are non-refundable. Now, therefore, it is hereby determined by the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Section 1, the fiscal officer is hereby authorized and directed to refund the $50 zoning permit application fee to Patrick Conway upon his written withdrawal of his permit application. Section 2, from this time forward, it shall be the policy of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township that permit application fees are non-refundable.
Second.
Discussion.
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And then attached with this is his request to have the refund. Next up is updating the appendix. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 06252020-018, resolution to update zoning resolution appendix 5, scheduled fees. I, Mike Stolpa, move to adopt resolution number 06252020-018 to state that the zoning fees are non-refundable and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Addis?
Aye.
Basically, the only thing is very bottom of the page in red now states that all fees are non-refundable.
Perfect. Nice and red.
And approval of the updated zoning forms. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve updating 7 of the Medina Township zoning forms to state that all zoning fees are non-refundable and incorporate these 7-page forms by reference.
Second.
Discussion. These are all the forms that
Elaine uses. I do have a question for you. Our forms in the past, were they all one color or?
They're just black and white. It's pretty much the thing.
But now we put that red in there.
Yeah, now the red is in there.
Are we printing these ourselves?
Yeah, we just put them on the color copier.
That just if we were getting thousands printed at a time, no, just adding red.
She just makes them as she needs them. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Addis?
Aye.
This is another read of mine. I'll make sure we get a stamp. Public comment. We have nobody from the public here today. Do you guys have anything? Chuck, you have anything?
Nothing other than just some noise complaints.
Mark, do you have anything?
I do. we received a stipend for up to $1,500 for Jacob Ghetto to be the CIT liaison through the county. It helps with mental health issues, so he'll go to some training, but okay. We're going to be reimbursed up to $1,500 for his training. Nice. I just wanted to bring it up to everyone.
Okay.
Mike, did you do payroll? Did you jump back up to payroll?
Yeah, we went back up to payroll. Yep. Yvonne, you have anything? Regards to grants or anything that you...
I don't think I have anything today.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Monday.
Yes, Monday we have the special meeting. Still good for 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Do we want to live stream that too?
Yeah, we can if you want to.
It's up to you. Workshop.
I'm just asking. Yeah.
I don't have an issue if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
You said it's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep.
Did we add that to the website yet? I didn't check.
Yes,
today.
I believe. Okay. Well, Nick sent it to Melanie to have it put on. And he did send it to the papers. They have it put in the papers.
So okay.
That part's been taken care of.
Like, do you want these POs with us?
Yeah, we'll just put all that stuff together.
These are checks. They all got this.
That goes in the back.
Yep.
Mike, just to let you know, we took the flagpole down from down here today.
Okay.
So we're going to move it down to the police station.
To the police station.
Thank you.
All right. And then we're working on getting that road right away back over there so we can put up the sign at the police station.
I'll have to call that guy and get an updated report on that.
One thing I've learned too, while you have that down, check the pulley system and everything before.
Oh, yeah, I just,
okay, because I put one up and then it really sucked to go after the pulley after that.
Yeah, we actually took it down there already to the police station. I'll keep getting it up first.
All right, appreciate it, Denny. If there's nothing else in front of this board, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Regular Trustees meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Addis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:21 p.m.